Thousands of years ago, a woolly mammoth researchers dubbed Kick lumbered across what is now the state of Alaska. There were times when he stayed in one area, likely in a group with other mammoths. At one point, Kick took off on a long trip, covering great distances of icy landscape. Researchers think that means he left his mother's herd and struck out on his own. At 28 years old, Kick died above the Arctic Circle, likely of starvation. Lead researcher Matt Wooler said, in the lab,
it was like watching this soap opera of this mammoth's life kind of emerge in front of our eyes in real time.
Wooler directs the Stable Isotope Facility at UAF. How could researchers uncover such detail about the life of a long-dead animal? They used information stored in Kick's fossilized tusk to learn about his life. The first step was for the scientists to figure out how to cut the tusk down its center.
I mean, it took us an entire day to split it and six people in a very large bandsaw.
Then researchers chemically analyzed each section of the tusk. Wooler showed off the tusk in his office.
And right here, which is kind of pointing at you, this is the young mammoth here. And this piece over here that you see right here, you see this dark part here. This is what's called the pulp cavity.
The scientists found clues about Kick's life in the isotopes in the fossil. Isotopes are different versions of atoms of a single element. When an animal eats or drinks, its body takes on the unique isotopes from the materials they ingest. The character of those isotopes depends on the location that food comes from.
And there's a little phrase that goes with isotope science: you are what you eat. And you're not just what you eat, you're also where you eat.
Parts of the body that grow longer over time, like hair, or, in Kick's case, tusks, serve as a record of what and where an animal ate and drank. Scientists match the isotopes in Kick's tusks with the isotopes present in different areas in Alaska to create a map of his life.
Yeah, it's like a chemical GPS unit.
Wooler said the study contributes to a large body of research about the reasons woolly mammoths went extinct. And Kick's story could also hold answers about the future. That's because changes in climate likely played a role in mammoth's extinction.
It's also shining a light on our concerns for existing animals that live in the Arctic today and are facing very significant environmental change and climate change.
The tusk scientists studied will be displayed at the Museum of the North in Fairbanks. It will be accompanied by a life-sized artistic rendering of Kick painted by paleo artist James Havens. Wooler worked with the artist, so the painting reflects the information the study uncovered about Kick's life. In the painting, the mammoth stands enormous against an icy backdrop, staring at the viewer from deep in the past. For KUAC, I'm Mary Ald.